He says, so important is discipline, community, prayer, silence, a caring presence, simple listening, adoration, and deep, lasting, faithful friendship. We all want it so much, and still the power is suggesting that it is all fantasy, are enormous. But we have to replace the battle for power with the battle to create space for the Spirit. So Advent's first command is for us to decide to create some inner peace. More space in the new church here for one another, for cultivating friendships, for family, and especially God. We need to decide to create more inner peace. The second half of that is waiting. Waiting. That is Advent's second command. Wait until the destruction is over and the debris from bad decisions and a too busy life has settled. Have you ever thought about that? So many people in my ministry over the last however many years I've been in ministry, 15 years or whatever, come to me and say, Eric, I just got saved. Praise God. And of course, I celebrate with them and all this. That is a huge undertaking, right? Like our confirmands today. But what we sometimes forget is those old habits take a while to wean out of our life, don't they? You see, people are used to us treating them a certain way, and it takes them a while to catch up with you, doesn't it? They have to realize that you are a new person, you are a new creation, and you have to wait for them to realize that for themselves and to trust you, maybe when they've never trusted you before. Wait until the destruction is over and the debris from bad decisions and too busy a life has settled. Excuse me. Wait patiently for something new to be born. Give it time. Waiting is not our strong suit, is it? Especially since we have been culturally honed for instant responses, haven't we? Dad was telling me a while back how he was scanning some old pictures with his computer and then printing them out on photo paper. It took a little time to print out, so he went out to the kitchen to make some of that instant coffee I was talking about earlier. He filled up his cup with water and put it in the microwave. He said that he was not only frustrated because he had to wait for the pictures to print out, but now he had to wait 2 whole minutes for his water to warm up to make coffee. He said, Eric, it doesn't seem like too long ago when I walked out of the house to the well, pumped the well to get water out, put the pot on the stove, had to wait 30 minutes for it to warm up before I could have my warm drink. And here I am, frustrated about a 2-minute wait. We feel like waiting is a waste of time, don't we? We have been so inundated with that idea that we feel when we're sitting on the sofa just taking it easy for a minute, our mind's going, oh, there's got to be something I should be doing. What should I? We feel guilty, don't we? We feel guilty. Waiting is not our strong point. As I said, most people equate waiting with a waste of time. In a land where time is money, we don't want to wait. So we build concords, drink instant coffee, fax, email, text, tweet, Facebook. We drive with our cellular phones, drop squares of sod for instant lawns, eat at fast food restaurants, and of course go to malls so all the stores are convenient in one place. Waiting, we feel, is a waste of time. If life asks us to wait, what do? We fidget. We think there's got to be something else we can be doing at this time, right? We might get angry. Many of us get angry. And My insides just start going like this. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you're sitting there waiting? See, I'm talking faster just thinking about it. Right? Culture has taught us that it's a waste of time to wait. But Advent asks us to wait. As a matter of fact, many of you may be looking at your watches right now. It's about that time in the service. But Advent asks us to wait.